Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I saw the most fair and balanced mainstream media report, television report concerning 9/11 than I've ever seen. In fact, I never thought I'd see something that fair and balanced on CNN yesterday. And Webster Tarpley was on there, of course. He'll be joining us tomorrow. And at the same time, they had Mr. Berg from 911truth.org. Of course, I would have been on there. CNN called me at noon yesterday, but I never got the message. And so they called me again last night, and supposedly I'll probably be on sometime this evening, because I, with 10.5 minutes, and they gave the panel about 5 or 6 of that, I would have cleaned their clocks. You saw what I did on, of course, C-SPAN with 60 seconds during the Republican National Convention. In fact, I didn't think of that. Why don't you pull that, Scott, if you can find, I think it's Alex on C-SPAN clip. Can you imagine 5, 6 minutes, if I would have had 5, 6 minutes? So I'm like kicking myself as usual. MSNBC called me a while back and I missed it, and it happened again. The problem is we get so many hundreds of calls and thousands of emails are just wallowing. But for those that don't know, they gave Charlie Sheen a really fair shake, and I'm just amazed. And even the host, Mr. Hammer, A.J. Hammer, said that he's had questions since day one. And they tried a few little tricks in there, like going, but of course most Americans still believe it's bin Laden. Well, no, the polls don't actually show that. But you can actually watch the clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But we're gonna play the audio coming up a little bit later in this hour. But the neocons have gone into hyperwarp now, attacking Charlie Sheen and myself and others. And Human Events, the big conservative, so-called conservative neocon publication, and the biggest in the country, the Bible of the neocons up on the Hill, what they read every day, has done a big hit piece calling me the liberal talk show host on the liberal GCN radio network. So you've really got to love it. But I'm glad, even though they couldn't get a hold of me, they could get a hold of Webster Tarpley, and I'm glad they could get a hold of Mr. Berg. And they had some National Geographic twit up there who literally, I was watching her, you know, on a large TV screen. You really can't pick it up as well on the little fuzzy internet video clip. But she looked like a deer in the headlights and just looked completely slimy and like she'd been caught with her hand in the cookie jar trying to defend the official story. But you can pick up a lot of it just from her sniveling with the audio we're going to be playing. Big article Paul put out this morning. Mainstream media attacks Charlie Sheen over 911 comments. Finally cover story, neocons start frothing at the mouth. And front page of page 6, New York Post, the Boston Herald, a whole bunch of big trade publications. I mean, there's too many to list here. And some of the neocons are saying that we all need to basically leave the country or be arrested. You know, that we hate America. No, we love America. And there are individuals using 9/11 to kill America, to kill the sovereignty of this nation. Coming up in an hour and 27 minutes, to be precise, Paul Joseph Watson will join us for the second half of this worldwide transmission against tyranny to cover the Sheen situation, the big controversy erupting nationally. But frankly, more importantly, we'll be getting into all the inner national news and the national news here in the United States. There is a lot of it. But I will come back and cover a lot of the news, and then the bottom of the hour I'll get back into Sheen and play the CNN clip so we can sit here and analyze it and decipher it. China repeats that it has an accord with Russia on Iran. Big news there. Pentagon tells Bush climate change will destroy U.S. That's mainstream news. Clinton vows to block criminalizing illegal immigrants. Well, that's an oxymoron. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson with his bi-weekly report from the United Kingdom. Will be joining us at the midway point in an hour and 22 minutes from now. We're going to get into the national and international news, and then we're going to get into the Charlie Sheen controversy, where he just simply laid out the facts of 9/11 and the big unanswered questions and the clear evidence of a government cover-up and involvement. And I saw, again, the most positive, fair, in fact, it even leaned towards our view. I mean, I never thought I'd see it. On Showbiz Today, their lead story for about 10 and a half minutes, just shy of an 11-minute piece. And you never see 11-minute pieces. In fact, I looked up the normal schedule of Showbiz Today, and they usually spend about 3 or 4 minutes per piece. They spent almost 11, and it was really 3-1. The host thought that it was a cover-up in 9/11 and said he had questions. And, of course, Webster Tarpley was on there, and then they had the 9/11 truth fella, Mr. Berg, did a great job from New York. And, again, I would have been on there, but the call came in at noon yesterday, and I was never told about it. And so missed that boat again, but that's okay. That's okay. At least I got on C-SPAN one time live, was only given 60 seconds, and this is what I had to say. Go ahead and roll that C-SPAN clip from during the RNC.
For delegate reaction. And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices, we cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, the radio talk show host.
Yes, sir. With InfoWars.com, both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security. And I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag. And his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones. Okay, now.
So there you have it. Imagine having a chance to have 6 minutes on CNN. I would have run down the entire catalog of smoking guns, or at least quite a few of them. But c'est la vie. At least one of the people on the show did bring up Building 7 and how it wasn't hit by a plane. I mean, the idiot they had on there from National Geographic shilling for the NWO, she goes, oh, when the plane's hit it, it knocked the fire retardant off the support pillars. And, of course, that's what FEMA said. You can take raw steel, not structural steel. It's even harder to melt. And you can burn it forever in jet fuel. You can put it in a field, and for 10 million years, pour gasoline, which burns hotter than jet fuel. Jet fuel is the same consistency and burning rate of kerosene. It's designed so it doesn't explode in the tanks, folks. Talk to people that know. And it burns at thousands and thousands of degrees lower than it takes to even redden steel. That's raw steel. But according to the lady who produced the big documentary for the national television, why, according to the lady from National Geographic, the jets knocked the flame retardant off of the columns. And so that's why it happened. And, well, wait a minute, nothing hit Building 7. Some dust and some small pieces of debris. A few windows got broken out. And then later in the afternoon, a couple small fires got set somehow, and then it imploded perfectly. Why won't you focus in on that? And the fellow from 911 Truth out of New York, he did bring up that the media will not play those clips, will not address Building 7, will not talk about it. So that's exactly what I would have done, but I would have just continually... basically, you know, I'm pretty aggressive. I would have attempted to take over and bludgeon the little establishment twit they had on up against him. But again, that's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Bottom of the hour, we will play the CNN piece and analyze it. And I think I'm going to play a clip and then stop it and comment and play a clip, stop it and comment, because there's so many facets to it. And certainly there's some propaganda in it. But I've never seen something this fair. I mean, it was 65%, I would say, on our side. In fact, we really shouldn't even call it fair because it was really our view, the evidence, the facts. And but really, they've had how many national TV shows and docudramas and shockuramas and then real documentaries have aired on TV since 4.5 years ago about 9/11 with the establishment view. It's got to be over 100. I mean, there's probably been 10 on PBS alone. There's probably been 10 or 15 on History Channel, 10 or 15 on Discovery Channel that I know of. I have a huge shelf and boxes just full of their propaganda pieces. And each film gives another reason why the building's collapsed and then ignores Building 7. So I'm already getting off into this. It's just unprecedented. Unprecedented. And I'm told that sniveling, pro-government, anti-gun, wolves in sheep's clothing, here to destroy real conservatism and freedom, people like Laura Twithead Ingram are just savaging myself and playing clips from this show, which they're not authorized to do, but c'est la vie. Let them. It's fair use. We're all in the same world, all in the same ballpark. I don't care. And attacking us, and a bunch of other national talk show hosts are attacking us and calling for Charlie Sheen to get in trouble and not have his talk show. Again, they're about silencing, or his sitcom, they're about silencing free speech because they can't beat us on an even playing field. They cannot respond to the facts. that there are official U.S. government documents, declassified, calling for the U.S. government to carry out 9/11-style attacks, to blame it on their enemies and turn America into a police state. There's Northwoods, there's PNAC, there's Brzezinski. Yeah, there's the CFR on C-SPAN saying terrorism helps them, and then we've got documents where they say they want to carry out the attacks. And then we've got Republican memos confirmed now, 5 months old, saying they need another event to get their agenda back on track to be able to go into Iran. They have the motive, they have the history. I will repeat, you can go to CIA.gov. I haven't checked it in about a week. And even a week ago, they'd taken some of it down or killed some of the links, but not before we screenshotted it and printed it out and saved it. And that'll all be in the new film that's coming out, where they have all the admissions that they carry out terror attacks and blame it on their enemies, from Europe to Iran to you name it. And then, of course, anything that the CIA's taken down is on the National Archives, and is also the New York Times has a whole page about Mossadegh and the 53 overthrow, admitting the government carried out terror attacks with Kermit Roosevelt's documents and after-action reports. I mean, it's all over the place. But to be at CIA.gov and to be reading it, to be actually reading it off of their history department, is unbelievable. And a week after I started reporting on it and talking about it, suddenly the links were still there. Read the document here. Read the document there. But suddenly they were gone. So really sneaky stuff going on. But you're not going to stop us. A lot of people think patriotism is being cowardly, turning in your guns, opening up the borders, submitting to world government, submitting to world taxation, submitting to Bush and all of his corporate welfare, to his buddies and all the war profiteering. A lot of people think conservatism is Bush spending more money than all presidents combined and doubling the size of the BATF and Department of Education and Department of Labor and creating 35 new federal agencies and federalizing everything and militarizing the police and putting up face scanning cameras everywhere. And no, that's not conservatism. And so if you, Laura Ingraham, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly are what conservatism is, then I don't want to be associated with you. If I'm a communist or a liberal, as Human Events newspaper is calling me today, because I am constitutional, and I'm a constitutionalist, and I've got the track record, and because I've exposed you, if you want to switch the terms around, fine. Communism now means George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson. It means Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and it means not having a government. Okay, communism now means total freedom. And conservatism means Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Jiang Zemin, Fidel Castro. Okay, fine. I mean, take Hugo Chavez. Neocon right-wing governments of the past stole all these farmers and ranchers' property. Chavez is deeding it to poor populations, giving it, not just communal farms. He is giving each individual, in some cases, thousands of acres. Just here, all of you peasants in this town who can prove that you originally lived on this land 25 years ago and it was taken from you, we are kicking the establishment lackeys who were giving your land off, and we are giving it back to you with deed and title. Here, have your land. Oh, my gosh. He's a commie. No. See, it's conservative to call it a right-wing government, to put in a right-winger in Venezuela 20-something years ago. Was it 28 years ago? Put in a CIA government and then run everybody off with death squads wearing black masks. This is what happened. Run them off their land by the millions and then give it to these local fat cats with their local death squad garrisoned enforcing it. You see, that's now communism is giving the people back their land in the new neocon world. Conservatism is gun grabbing and open borders and regulations and hell on earth. I mean, that's all they've got is the word conservative. That's all they've got. That's all they can say. None of these terms mean anything. None of these terms mean anything. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break, and I'll get into the international national news. There's a lot of it. Wait till you hear what Hillary said, the witch.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The globalists play this whole fake left-right thing off against each other like two WWF or WWE wrestlers. That's all they do. The United Nations is owned by the very same financial interests that own this country. And then they come in and say, oh, let us inspect or America, the bad cop, will come invade you. And then the UN signs off on the invasion. And the same thing happens with Hillary Clinton. She comes out and says that she's against Bush's plan when Bush's amnesty plan for the borders was written by Democratic senators. And then conservatives rush in and then support Bush in his amnesty plan.
Remember the headline yesterday? Bush is not in favor of amnesty. And then he goes on to say, but he is in favor of a guest worker program. And we've read the legislation on air. We've had Tom Tancredo, the congressman on from Colorado, the expert on this. We've had Ron Paul. It is a blanket. Total amnesty for 6 years, and then allows corporations to bring in unlimited skilled and unskilled. There's a cap right now on what, about $1.5 million a year. That's all they can bring in, and they get to stay. So it's in the tens of millions of skilled workers. Now it will be unlimited skilled and unlimited unskilled at any wage they wish. So they're rushing these people in. They're bringing them in en masse already, and our economy is folding. Our industrial base and even service industry is contracting. And Bush, you see, this is how they contain the debate. Bush is, I'm against amnesty. I just want a guest worker program, which is the biggest amnesty ever. Total amnesty. But Hillary says, how dare your plan? It's too hardcore. We need amnesty. And then that makes Bush look like he's more in the center. It's all staged. They get on phone conferences with each other. They stage all this. It's come out in the news. Hillary and Bush work together. And until you figure that out, you're not going to understand anything, you sniveling neocons out there. And I know there's some of you listening. You just can't get it. You love being conned. Just like Democrats when Bill Clinton was in office, they would not understand that he was New World Order. They would not understand that he took the orders of people like Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, Clinton was always getting in trouble for giving reactors to North Korea or weapons to Saddam. And then you track back the companies. It was Bechtel and it was ABB and all these neocon companies making the money doing it. And Clinton was their water boy. And then they'd pillory Clinton in the press. That's just entertainment. The elite lets us attack their puppets to make us feel like we've got some type of power. But they don't want us to talk about how their puppets are puppets or marionettes. Now, that hurts the New World Order. So everything is pure deception. On the surface, that AP headline yesterday when Bush gave a speech the night before saying, I'm really against this amnesty. That's why we need guest worker, which is total amnesty. Here's the latest oxymoron. This is out of Newsday, Associated Press. Listen, Clinton vows to block bill criminalizing illegal immigrants. Wait a minute. And it's got her speech here. She said that, I will block the bill criminalizing illegal immigrants. How do you criminalize an illegal immigrant? Are you picking up on that? Clinton vows to block bill criminalizing illegal immigrants. That's like saying, I vow to block a bill criminalizing murder. Or it's even worse. I vow to block any legislation that will criminalize illegal murder. I mean, it even has the word illegal right next to each other, criminalizing and illegal. Somebody needs to write to Beth Foth, I believe is how you pronounce it, AP political writer, and ask her, hey, Beth, I know you're quoting Hillary here, but would you like to point out that, I mean, on its face, Clinton vows to block bill criminalizing illegal immigrants? I mean, I'm just going to keep saying that. Clinton vows to block bill criminalizing illegal immigrants. Criminalizing illegal immigrants. I know I'm being obnoxious. That's the point here. The average American reads this and doesn't even pick up on that. The average American hasn't read the bill. The average American hasn't interviewed Tom Tancredo. The average American doesn't listen to this show. They listen to Laura Ingraham. And I've heard the witch. Little sniveling, slick liar, going, I just really appreciate President Bush trying to control our borders and do something, and these liberals just won't let us do it. She's not dumb. Sean Hannity isn't dumb. When he gets up and says, we got to get behind President Bush and his plan for the border because it's really bad. And man, his plan will fix it. Yeah. Again, we could end all murder tomorrow. Just stop calling it murder and call it happiness and then say we're now legalizing happiness. There's still going to be killings going on. It's still going to be murder. But we'll just say it isn't murder. So see, we're going to end the illegal alien problem by making them all legal. And then bringing in unlimited numbers. Just, oh, it's wide open. Oh, that'll fix it. Oh, unlimited numbers. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Play the CNN piece from last night. We'll analyze it and break it down. Amazingly fair. I mean, you talk about fair and balanced. I am blown away by this. If I end up going on Anderson Cooper tonight, they've contacted me. I don't think they're going to be as nice as they were on Showbiz Today on CNN. And again, I am literally banging my head up against a wall. Well, not literally, but I'd like to. That they called her at noon yesterday, and I just, phones weren't checked, messages weren't checked. I didn't get it. Because if I would have gotten that call, this is what you would have heard on CNN for 6 minutes. This is what I can do in 1 minute. Roll that C-SPAN one more time.
Go back outside of Madison Square Garden for more delegate reaction.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here. And lest we be accused of not hearing all voices, we cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, the radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with InfoWars.com. Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security, and I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag, and his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones. Okay, now.
All right, and let me just get into some of the other news, and I'll play the CNN piece. Just finishing up with the open border situation, both parties have signed on to the international pacts and the international treaties to get rid of the borders. They're building the international NAFTA highway just about 6 miles from where I sit right now. The entire highway system will be track and control grids with toll roads, with transponders. It's the end of our country, the total end, the American Union, and America openly becoming a full-bore third-world nation. That is official. And then, again, Hillary comes out and says she will block a bill criminalizing illegal immigrants. It's already criminal, Hillary, don't worry. And but she's there trying to spin what the neocons and others are pushing as, quote, their solution. So, see, the average person goes, oh, well, I'm with Bush. He wants to, you know, deal with the illegal aliens and criminalize them, when in truth it's a total amnesty. See how that shill works? And all these disgusting liars, all these slick neocons, get on TV and radio and in print and try to deceive you. Try to deceive you. And they have deceived a lot of people. And they couldn't get away with this unless they were engaged in this mass theatrical farce. It's Shakespearean theater, nothing more, nothing less. And that's just one of the articles today. Here's big news on Iran. China repeats its accord with Russia on Iran. Reuters, China said Thursday, a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin left Beijing, that Beijing and Moscow are in accord on Iran's nuclear standoff with the West. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday criticized a draft UN Security Council statement aimed at pressuring Iran to stop enriching uranium despite a new offer of amendments by Western powers. The next step is likely to be a bilateral contact among ministers of the Council's five veto-wielding parliament members, the United States, France, Britain, China, Russia, diplomats close to the talk said. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry, Qin Gang, said President Hu Jintao and Putin discussed Iran during Putin's two-day visit. China and Russia exchanged views, and both sides agree that Iran nuclear issue should be resolved by diplomatic means, Qin told Reuters. All right, so that's the report right there on that. I wouldn't buy that for a minute. Look for Russia and China at the end to pull out and go along with the attack. It's all part of the stage theater. Continuing, Pentagon tells Bush climate change will destroy U.S. This is out of the U.K. Observer, the sister or twin of the London Guardian. And I don't buy this for a minute, but just listen to it. Climate change over the next 20 years could result in a global catastrophe, costing millions of lives in wars and natural disasters. Quote, secret report warns of rioting and nuclear war. Britain will be Siberian in less than 20 years. That means frozen tundra. And it says threat to world is greater than terrorism. So I want to get into that. Also, a headline out of the Kansas City Star. Pulled over in Kansas, get ready to show your license, registration, and fingerprints. That's going to go in nationwide. Part of the national ID card, national sales tax being pushed by fake shills, little wolves in sheep's clothing, like Neil Bortz. You totally prove it again. Shilling, selling you open borders in the name of fighting them, selling you massive taxes and control in the name of getting rid of the IRS. It's all they do, deception upon deception, candy-coated cyanide for America. Oh, it's so tasty on the tongue, but it's going to kill the country in the tummy. Department of Homeland Security shoots down movie script. Mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. They're now claiming even pro Homeland Security films in Hollywood, they're saying you're not allowed to say the name Homeland Security. You're not allowed to show our seal. You're not allowed to act like you have officers who are playing the part of Homeland Security. Now, folks, it's called free speech, freedom of expression. You can go. I could go make a movie if I had the money right now about the FBI. I could make one about the Forest Service. I could make one where I had people as playing the part of Border Patrol. Did Tommy Lee Jones with his new film, The Three Burials of, I forget the full name. It's a great movie. I saw it a few weeks ago. Did he go get permission? Hey, can I have my people wear Border Patrol uniforms in my movie shot in South Texas and in Northern Mexico? No, he didn't get permission. Now these nuts think they can go around and tell people what they can and can't do. We'll get into that. Oil gushes into Arctic Ocean from BP pipeline. Texas arresting people for drinking in bars. Pew Web users still unlikely to pay for news. Pew Research. And more news on the readership of newspapers imploding and TV viewership imploding as ours explodes and explodes by the millisecond, the alternative media. But before we do that, it's about 10.5 minutes long, so I better start it now. I'm even going to be able to play it this hour. This is an audio clip of the video from the Showbiz Tonight with the fairest report I've ever seen concerning 9/11. A major bellwether, a crossroads, a seminal event. Go ahead and roll it.
Plus, a Charlie Sheen shocker. Tonight, the actor's stunning statements on 9/11. Maybe the airplane did not take down the Twin Towers. And maybe the government is covering it all up.
Taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Showbiz Tonight investigates the startling allegations.
Of course, you remember where you were on September 11th.
Oh, absolutely, AJ. I was at work at CNN in Atlanta, and I remember being in complete and utter shock and dismay.
Yeah, I was working as well here in New York City, and like most people, just thinking this is absolutely unbelievable. Well, there's another thing that you may not believe about September 11th and what someone is saying. Charlie Sheen, star of CBS's successful sitcom Two and a Half Men, says point blank, 9/11, the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, all a cover-up. Is this for real? Well, Showbiz Tonight has the tape that has people asking, what's the truth?
The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions.
Charlie Sheen has his own questions about 9/11, and Showbiz Tonight has obtained the explosive interview from the radio show of fringe journalist Alex Jones. Sheen normally gets laughs as the bachelor on the hit CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Wow. You're even better than a dog.
But now, Sheen is courting controversy by questioning the official story on 9/11.
We're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue, you know? It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
So what exactly are Sheen's questions about 9/11? For one, Sheen is questioning the official story of what caused the World Trade Center collapse, that the impact of the two planes caused fires that weakened the building's support columns. In the interview, Sheen says he wondered if the buildings could have been brought down by a deliberate, yes, deliberate implosion.
I saw the South Tower hit live. That famous wide shot where it disappears behind the building, and then we see the tremendous fireball. And it was just there was a feeling that it just didn't look, how do I say this, didn't look like any commercial jetliner I've flown on any time in my life. And then when the buildings came down, later on that day, I was with my brother, and I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition?
Sheen is also questioning how a commercial airliner could have hit the Pentagon.
Show us this incredible maneuvering. Just show it to us. Just show us, you know, how this particular plane pulled off these maneuvers. What was it, a 270-degree turn at 500 miles an hour, descending 7,000 feet in 2.5 minutes, skimming across the treetops, the last 500 meters,
you can't
4 feet
hold
off the ground.
Sheen also jumped on a favorite target of 9/11 conspiracy theorists, President Bush. Sheen questions why the president, after an aide told him about the attacks, continued with his Florida school appearance.
It seemed to me that upon the revelation of that news, that the Secret Service would grab the president and remove him as if he were on fire from that room.
Ever since that horrible day, conspiracy theories about the attacks have spread far and wide through the internet. As writer Webster Tarpley tells Showbiz Tonight, Sheen is not alone in his opinions.
There was a Zogby poll that was carried out last August, actually August of 2004 by now, which showed that about 50% of the people in New York City believed that top government officials had knowledge in advance of what was going to happen.
Still, it's safe to say that most experts and most Americans place the blame for 9/11 only on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, not the U.S. government. Even she knows his comments may not go over well with many people.
And I'm sure I'm being demonized across the nation by, you know, all of the people that do that sort of thing.
So what exactly should we make about Charlie Sheen's stunning comments? Let's get right into it now. Joining me live from Chicago for the Showbiz Newsmaker interview is Nicole Rittenmeyer. She's supervising producer for the National Geographic Channel's miniseries Inside 9/11. And live in St. Louis, Michael Berger. Michael's the media coordinator of 911truth.org. It's a group that claims there has been a September 11th cover-up. I want to thank you both for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So, Michael, I'm one of these people who believes that anyone who takes everything that has been spoon-fed to us by the government from wherever about what happened on 9/11 is being naive. I think there is more out there. When I say this to people sometimes, they look at me like I'm kind of nuts. Charlie Sheen must be getting the same reaction, and I'm sure your organization gets that reaction as well. So what do you say to people who think that maybe what Charlie Sheen is saying here is just crazy?
Well, Charlie Sheen raised several. I mean, first, I have to say, Charlie Sheen has really done his homework. There's a great deal, an abundance of information out there, and it's hard to sift through what is, in fact, fictitious information and what is based in fact. But there is a large body of information out there that contradicts the official story, and Charlie Sheen has clearly done his homework. He raises credible questions, questions that family members have raised, that the 9/11 commissioners had promised them would be answered in their report since they didn't answer those questions in the commission hearings. And when the report came out, Lori Van Auken and one of the Jersey girls, a year after the report came out, after her analysis of the final commission report, she stated that the report actually raised more questions than it had answered.
Nicole, he's bringing up a lot of valid points, and Charlie Sheen raising issues about a lot of aspects of what happened on September 11th. So what's your reaction to what he's saying?
Well, I mean, I think that the work that his organization has done, we should be asking questions. Our program, the four-hour miniseries we did on 9/11, was the highest rated program ever for National Geographic Channel, and that suggests there's a lot of interest in this. People need a lot of closure. And even the 9/11 commissioners didn't say that their report was the final word. I mean, we should be asking questions. But I think the important question, though, is some of the issues he's raised are easily answered. He may have done his homework. I don't know that he did enough.
Well, what specifically, what's one of the issues that he raised that you're finding issue with?
The demolition of the buildings.
Which Charlie Sheen claims appeared to be a controlled implosion that wouldn't have happened from airplanes simply hitting the buildings.
And absolutely, and it did. It did happen from the air. The fireproofing was blown off the buildings. There's been tons of research. There's a wealth of evidence out there that suggests it's been examined and re-examined. It looked to untrained people like a controlled demolition, but experts have evaluated this again and again and again, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Michael, you did mention that you were impressed with how well informed Charlie Sheen is and the fact that he did do his homework, which I imagine for an organization like yours, which wants people to ask the hard questions, has to be a good thing. He's not just another Hollywood type simply spouting his mouth off.
No, like I said, Charlie has really done his homework and has been really impressive. In fact, Charlie raises the issue of a third building, a 47-story building, Building 7, which collapsed at 5:20 p.m. on September 11th, which was not hit by an airplane. So what we're asking for is if this third building collapsed at 5:20, which the media really has not shown this clip. They show us the towers being impacted by planes and the fireballs and the collapse over and over. But this third building with an inexplicable collapse, although it did have minor fires, no steel frame skyscraper has ever collapsed due to fire. We had a fire in the Madrid Windsor Tower last year, burned for 20 hours, a raging inferno. The people of Madrid assumed, like 9/11, this tower was going to collapse, and yet it didn't.
Michael, do you think there's been a huge government cover-up, as Charlie Sheen is alleging, on September 11th?
I do. I think many of the commissioners themselves have had conflicts of interest. They did not follow the investigations to where truly independent commission, which is what Charlie Sheen has called for, truly independent voices raising questions, calling on the government to release information like Pentagon surveillance videotapes from the Sheraton Hotel and the Citgo gas station. evidence about the black boxes located at Ground Zero, which a firefighter had stated prior to the 9/11 Commission report coming out in 2004.
Michael, I got to jump in real quick because, Nicole, I do want to ask you, you did mention that it is important that we're asking these questions. Charlie Sheen now, a Hollywood type on board, raising these issues publicly. Before, it's been mostly official type people. So do you think it will at least give some of these theories legs?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I hope it causes people to start reading a little bit more and researching the issue. Delve into the research. A lot of this is answerable.
Well, hopefully people will start trying to get more informed because I think there are a lot of unanswered questions. Michael Berger, Nicole Rittenmeier, thank you for joining us on Showbiz Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back. I got a bunch of notes on what you just heard. I mean, give me a break. You need to read more. You need to, you twit, you little shill. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. It's GCN Radio.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We just notified the top news on Yahoo News, which is the biggest thing in the country, is the Charlie Sheen controversy, as it's now being called. And again, the fellow from 911truth.org did a fabulous job. I'm going to get him on the show. But I could have really rapid-fired him. It's too bad I missed the call yesterday here. Called at noon for 5 hours. I wasn't notified, and it was too late. But I'm chomping at the bit. The CNN producers are trying to get me on Anderson Cooper tonight, and if I can do that and get a word in edgewise, believe me, it won't be such a sweetheart deal as what was on Showbiz today, but I will cling their clocks. If they just put me in the arena, they'll put me in the game, and I'll do something that'll probably get Lord Bush to send down send a squad down here to get me. But you know what? We've got to do this. We've got to expose who was behind 9/11. We've got to stick our head in the lion's mouth. We've got to step into the bear trap to save this country. If enough people stand up and go, hey, we know you did it, they won't be able to carry out the next attack. We're talking about saving lives, saving the future of this civilization, of America, of the Western world, and then of the planet, because the elite has captured the West as an engine of domination and world empire, and they're taking our freedoms. And 9/11 is their foundation of everything. We're going to go in the bars and arrest people that have more than three drinks, because 9/11 things change. We're going to put transponders in your cars because 9/11 things change. We're going to legalize all the illegal aliens to keep America safe because things changed. We're going to take all your freedoms and have warrantless searches in non-terror-related cases because things changed after 9/11. We're going to have secret no-bid contracts to all our buddies and the hundreds of billions of dollars a year because 9/11 changed everything. 9/11. Now, I got a whole page of notes here that I wrote during that, and that Nicole Nickemeyer, the TV producer who was on there, I mean, she was a joke. She had no facts. She had no information. She would just say, I hope you read a little more. Well, if you really look what the experts say, that's just not true. But then she wouldn't say why it wasn't true. And then, of course, the good guy on the show tried to mention the black boxes, which multiple firefighters have said, and it's been in mainstream news but never a big national story, that this stuff comes out but never becomes national. That they were ordered to give the boxes to the FBI who drove off with them. You see, why are they covering up all the evidence? And I would have gotten into NORAD standing down. I would have gotten into Larry Silverstein saying that he decided to pull the building. I would have gotten into the blast points, the clear explosions on the building, how it was a classical controlled demolition according to Underwriter Laboratories and others that have looked at it. I would have rattled off all the experts, former chief CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., saying what we're saying, Paul Craig Roberts questioning the official story, physicist Stephen Jones. I would have gone on to Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney raising this valiantly 2.5, almost 3 years ago. No, it was 3 years ago. I mean, you talk about, you know, being a trailblazer. I would have gone over all of that. And I like how the host talked about how anybody who just buys the spoon feeding has got a problem, and he's had questions since day one. I've been talking to some of these producers. I don't want to say too much now, today, and last night, and they watch the TV shows, okay? They watch the TV shows online. They know what's going on. Their voices are shaking. And you see, people are finally just saying, we're tired of it. We're not putting up with it anymore. Inside these systems themselves, and believe me, there's spooks all in there, guaranteed trying to shut this down. But what do they do when all their employees and all their producers are going, no, we want to report on this. What do you mean? I was talking to one producer, and he said, yeah, this is so newsworthy. You can't believe they've tried to suppress it for 2 days. Absolutely, blah, blah, blah. So really exciting stuff going on. And we'll come back and continue with this line of discussion, go over some more points, take calls, and cover more national news. And then joining us, and international news, joining us, Paul Watson in 30 minutes. So it's all coming up on the other side of this quick break as we start the third hour in 70 seconds.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.